Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Learn Like Einstein by Peter Hollins is a practical guide to accelerated learning for people who want to absorb information faster and retain it longer. Drawing on widely known principles from cognitive psychology, study skills, and performance training, the book frames learning as a trainable system rather than a fixed talent. Hollins emphasizes that mastery comes from choosing the right strategies for the right material, then applying them consistently with feedback. Across the book, readers are introduced to memory fundamentals, methods for deeper comprehension, and tactics to sharpen focus in a distraction-heavy environment. The Einstein reference functions as a motivating metaphor. You do not need genius-level IQ to improve your learning outcomes, but you do need repeatable processes. The tone is action-oriented, aiming to help students, professionals, and self-learners build a toolkit for reading more efficiently, remembering key ideas, and turning knowledge into usable skill within shorter timelines. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a mindset of systems over talent. A core theme is that learning speed and retention can be improved by changing processes rather than wishing for more raw intelligence. The book positions expertise as the result of deliberate methods, clear goals, structured practice, and continuous adjustment based on results. This systems mindset encourages readers to treat learning like an experiment. You define what success looks like, choose a technique, measure outcomes, and refine. In practice, that means planning what to learn, deciding what level of mastery is needed, and allocating time to the highest leverage activities rather than passive exposure. The approach also highlights the importance of metacognition, or thinking about how you think, so you can notice when you are merely familiar with information versus when you can actually use it. By shifting from a talent narrative to a skill narrative, readers are nudged to persist through early discomfort, because friction becomes evidence of growth rather than proof of inadequacy. This topic sets the stage for the rest of the toolkit by making learning feel controllable, repeatable, and compatible with busy schedules. Secondly, memory principles and techniques that actually stick. The book emphasizes that strong memory is less about willpower and more about how information is encoded and retrieved. Instead of rereading and highlighting as default strategies, it points readers toward methods that increase recall by strengthening associations. Common accelerated learning toolkits include chunking, vivid visualization, and building links between new material and existing knowledge. Techniques like mnemonic devices, loci style memory palaces, and structured association aim to make information distinctive and easier to retrieve. Equally important is the idea that retrieval practice matters more than recognition. Testing yourself forces the brain to reconstruct knowledge, which reinforces long-term storage. Spacing and repetition also play a role, because revisiting material over time generally beats cramming for durability. The practical takeaway is to design memory work around cues and recall, not passive exposure. For learners, this translates into creating prompts, flashcards, or quick self-quizzes, and using brief review sessions across multiple days. The focus is on efficiency, remembering more with less total time by using methods that align with how memory is known to function. Thirdly, faster reading through purpose, structure, and comprehension. Reading faster is treated as a balance between speed and understanding, not a race to turn pages. The book highlights that much reading time is lost to unfocused habits, unclear purpose, backtracking, and getting stuck in details before grasping the structure. A more effective approach begins with defining what you need from a text, then previewing headings, summaries, and key sections to build a mental map. When the map is clear, you can allocate attention where it matters and skim strategically without losing the argument. Comprehension is supported by active engagement, asking questions, predicting what comes next, and summarizing in your own words. In widely taught speed reading frameworks, reducing subvocalization and improving eye movement can help, but the bigger gains often come from reading with intent, recognizing patterns, and extracting main ideas quickly. The book encourages readers to treat reading as information triage, identify thesis, supporting points, and actionable implications. This topic is especially useful for professionals and students who must process large volumes of material while still being able to explain and apply what they read. Fourthly, focus and attention control in a distraction-rich world. Accelerated learning collapses when attention is fragmented, so the book gives weight to focus as a foundational skill. It frames concentration as something you can train by shaping environment, habits, and internal triggers. On the practical side, this includes reducing context switching, setting single task blocks, and using simple rules such as device boundaries and dedicated study spaces. It also points to the value of working in sprints with defined endpoints, which helps the brain sustain effort without burning out. Another angle is managing mental noise, fatigue, stress, and multitasking can degrade encoding and recall, making study time feel unproductive. By encouraging routines that support alertness, such as consistent sleep and planned breaks, the book aligns learning performance with basic cognitive constraints. The broader message is that focus is not merely about trying harder, it is about designing conditions that make distraction less likely and deep work more natural. For readers, the payoff is immediate: better comprehension per hour, fewer rereads, and more consistent progress across weeks instead of bursts followed by drop-off. Lastly, from knowledge to mastery with practice and feedback loops, the book ties accelerated learning to execution, arguing that true mastery requires application, not just accumulation of facts. This topic centers on deliberate practice principles, breaking skills into components, working at the edge of current ability, and seeking fast feedback to correct errors. Instead of vague repetition, practice is framed as targeted training sessions with specific metrics, such as accuracy, speed, or quality. Teaching or explaining concepts to someone else, creating summaries from memory, or building small projects are examples of methods that reveal gaps and strengthen understanding. Another key idea is interleaving, or mixing related skills and problem types, which can feel harder but often builds more flexible competence. The learning plan becomes cyclical: learn, test, diagnose weaknesses, adjust, and repeat. This prevents the common trap of feeling productive while staying at a shallow level of familiarity. For readers with ambitious goals, the value is in turning the book into an operating system for skill acquisition, helping them prioritize high-leverage practice and avoid wasting time on methods that look productive but do not build usable capability. In conclusion, this book is best suited for students facing heavy coursework, professionals who must learn new tools quickly, entrepreneurs juggling multiple domains, and lifelong learners who feel overwhelmed by information. If you have ever read a chapter and forgotten it the next day, struggled to focus for more than a few minutes, or found that your study time does not translate into performance, the book offers a structured reset. Its benefit comes from combining several proven learning principles into an actionable toolkit, improved encoding and retrieval from memory, more purposeful reading strategies, and focus habits that protect deep work. That combination can upgrade day-to-day life by saving time, reducing stress before exams or presentations, and making skill building more predictable. Compared with many study guides that concentrate only on speed reading or only on mnemonics, this title is worth buying because it aims for a complete learning pipeline, from attention to comprehension to retention to practice. The result is a cohesive set of methods that can be adapted to different subjects, whether you are learning languages, technical skills, or complex professional material. If you would like to support Peter Hollins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.